Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Dave Moore, the podcast with me, Dave Moore, the DJ, and Emer, the producer, and Kyle, the producer.
You know when you have to like sign a form and stuff and it has your occupation? Mm. Do you say DJ? Do you say broadcaster? Do you say radio presenter?
I say either radio presenter or radio broadcaster.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're filling out a form, like, it's obviously for something where you're kind of being slightly serious, usually.
Do you know what I mean? I had to put my occupation down for my dentist.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, which is weird.
That is weird. Why would you need to do that?
I was like, what does it matter to you what I do for a living?
Yeah.
Just look at my mouth and tell me I'm all right.
Fix my teeth. Yeah, I suppose I'd put down radio broadcaster. Yeah. What would you put down?
Oh, should I put down a mix of things, David?
On stage, Rockstar. Mickey Joe Hart, Addy P, 2024.
Musician, radio cool guy, hurler, even I put that down.
Actor.
You better not put hurler down.
Ross Naroon extra.
Hang on. Choir singer for the Queen, Irish dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are so many things.
Finalist in the Strictly Come Dancing Cash King Cormac's fundraiser in 2017.
A man of many talents. Mm-hmm. Emer, you just
put down radio producer.
Radio producer, yeah. Because you're honest.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Not an exaggerator.
I run out of room.
I have a question for you. When you get a taxi, now this probably won't apply to you as much, Dave, but when you get a taxi and you have that kind of the awkward taxi chat, do you tell the taxi driver what you do for a living or do you make something up?
I don't know. I've never really had a chat with him telling him what I do. But if I do, I just say, I work in radio.
Why did you make it up? Because I used to, when I lived at home, I'd often be in very early and I'd get a taxi into work. And obviously they'd be like, where are you going at early o'clock in the morning? You'd be making conversation. And it happened to me so many times where I would mention that I might did what I do for a living. And then we'd have a really long conversation about work, which sometimes when I'm in a taxi is the last thing I want to do. Sometimes I just say,
work. You work in a shop.
I get you.
Yeah. Sometimes. And then sometimes coming home at a similar hour of the night, it may also come into conversation. And then I also have to lie because I'm afraid of what I'll say.
Yeah, I have been in that situation lots of times. Not even in taxis, just kind of in, you know, you having a conversation with someone and it comes to like, you know, oh, what do you do? And then I have the thing where I go, like, do I say, oh, I'm a broadcaster, or do I just go, I work in radio. And then if they ask, what do you do? Then I'll kind of go,
it's trickier for you because you can't be like, oh, yeah, I'm Dave Moore from The Dave Moore Show.
No, but I don't even consider myself. I've never considered myself like where I could drop that name, even when I was in like with Dermot or even now.
You should move to like, I don't know, let's say Portlaoise or somewhere like where Stronghold Today FM.
Of Today FM, where are you? Well, I'll tell you, when I was doing Block Rock and Beats and I was walking down the road in Limerick, every second person was like, Dave! And then the lads beeping the car. Did you wash the legs for the show?
That's where you could
That's where I need to be, absolutely. Yeah.
Then
I can just say, I'm Dave Moore.
When you're in London, when you're in Limerick?
No, because we ate in Dolan's. Oh my God, I got the beef cheek. Like, ridiculous food. Unbelievable. And then the following day, should we drop to Barack Obama Plaza?
Oh, good man.
Where else is it going to go?
What did you get? Where, like, the Supermax at that stage, was it?
The boys got Supermax. I got chili and mash from the kind of
the Carvery counter.
Yeah, Tracy got the curry. I think Anna got a sandwich and Nina got chips and fruit.
Amazing. Literally, everyone's happy there.
Yeah. It was and you know what? I didn't get one hello. It was great. I was quite happy with that. Just head down in.
Cheating your chili and mash.
Eat the chili and mash. Chili and mash is outrageous. You should try. Well, you don't. A bit of vegetarian chili, a vegan chili. Honestly, with mashed potato, it's unreal.
I've had such a hankering for, like, I don't know, and advertising does work. So there's a lot of advertising of Bachelor's Beans and other beans brands around at the minute for whatever reason. All I want is, and I haven't had it in years, which is a standard dinner I was growing up to be. Beans. I think in the last podcast we talked about beans as well.
It's a contract we have with Big Beans. We talk about
beans. Yeah,
sponsored by beans. Every week.
Mashed potatoes, baked beans, and fish fingers.
Okay. And I made up a dinner.
Perfect dinner, right?
This brings me back to just casual in the 90s.
I made up a dinner in the 80s, which was mashed potatoes, baked beans, scrambled eggs, and ketchup. Now, wait, mixed together. Just go with me for a second.
Okay.
It's pinky. Orangey slush, but oh my god, it's so good!
I think it's so good.
In a bowl, a bowl and a spoon,
like a plate and a spoon and a fork. So you put your mash down and you kind of build up like a pizza. You put the eggs, you put the beans, and then you squirt the ketchup in. Oh, that's what I'm having tonight, lads. decision made. Anyway, this is the podcast, not a chat about beans. We're not sponsored by Big Beans, I promise you. Come here. The big news, of course, around the world is Oasis. And guess what? We found the maddest Oasis fan. Her name's Karen. Karen's in Wexford with a hell of a story. How are you, Karen?
How's it going, Dave?
Good, good, good. Who did you have a cup of tea with?
Oh, sir, I was over in Manchester and I was meant to see Bonehead. He was doing this signing thing, whatever. And the next minute I got invited to his house. So, yeah, I was literally like, I was with my friend Maura and I got the message and I said, Maura, whatever we're doing tomorrow, we're cancelling it. And she goes, what do you mean, Karen? And I said, we're going to Bonehead for a cup of tea. And she goes, what? And I said, oh my gosh. The next minute we ended up phoned her. Actually, I was shaking. I can't even remember what I was saying to the man.
Yeah.
I was just literally gibber. And he gave me Barry's. You know me now. I love lions, right? I'm like you. I'm a lion person, but I actually drank the Barry's. I didn't care.
You made the sacrifice of drinking the Barry's because Bonehead gave it to you.
Because we had a massive tea wars on Twitter before. Like, it was literally, I asked him a question, lions or Barry's, careful now. And he said, Barry's. And I said, what? And the next minute he had a poll going. And oh, it was just mental. Barry's got involved. He even sent me, a hamper and everything. You know, it was a car and your great sport. I know. I even sent me boxes of Barry's. I couldn't believe it. I said, you know what? I just drank it. Like,
Karen,
it was just amazing.
You are amazing. Okay, sorry. I want to go back to the start of the story because there's about 800 stories that are coming out of your mouth. So number one is, were you in England to see Oasis or to just go to a signing thing Bonehead was doing?
No, Brian Cannon, who is the creator of all the, you know, the CDs of Jeff and Maybe, Morning Glory, all of that. So he was doing a question and answer tonight in Salford Club.
In Manchester.
So
right.
I flew over for that.
So huge Oasis fan, Karen, I'm gathering.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, establish that.
Yeah, I haven't slept in about 5 days. Like, I just this morning, the child was starting school this morning. And I was like, you're starting school. They're reforming. It's just too much. You know?
the emotions, Karen.
My Landon, do you know what I mean? You have the guitars, but
yeah.
Right, my Landon, you follow me on Instagram. I think you do anyway. Well, you did. And my whole wall is full of signed memorabilia. Like,
wow.
I have an alarm on the house now. You know, I have a CCTV outside now. If anyone,
just in case, in case anyone's going near your signed memorabilia.
That's it. So anyway, so Bonehead didn't turn up that night back to the Salford Club, right? So that was grand. And now I got to try on Liam's coat when I went to Brian Cannon's place as well. Yeah, he has his coat there. It was hanging up. It was a duffel coat. And I used to always torment Brian on Twitter going, Brian, I'm trying on that coat. And he goes, can't, you know what? If you come over, he said, I'll take down the coat and you can wear it. I wore it for an hour. And he kept looking at me, eyeing me up. And I goes, Brian, I'm not going out the door with it. Like, and I handed it back. And she was massive on me. But didn't I get a reply from Liam on Twitter? I said, Liam, who wore better, me or you? And he said, is that a trick question? And I goes, me? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But anyway, so we got the message anyway because he saw I was over in Manchester and I flew over especially. And he just said, look, and he said, I don't know what your plans are. Do you want to come to the house for a cuppa? And I was like, oh, my God. I was shaking, sure. I goes, yeah. So I went in and had a cup of tea, got a few things signed. He gave me actually a fantastic book, Be Here Now, which is the anniversary.
Yes,
of the day, with everyone, like Noel's signatures on it.
Wow.
It's on it, Greg's on it, everyone, you know what I mean? And then he signed the Paul Arthur's back in the day. And you'll never guess what.
Go on.
On the inside of it was for Karen. So apparently back in 1997, somebody wrote inside of it and it was in Noel's handwriting for Karen.
Oh.
And it's just, like, and then he gave me an AA pass as well.
Stop.
Yeah. I got loads. Everything's framed. Everything. If no one's maulers were on it.
You know what? Can I just put my feet up on the desk here? Could you just talk for the rest of the 3 hours I'm on the radio?
Listen, I don't know how people listen to me because all I do, like, literally, I've been tagged and stuff for the last week. And I go, Karen, do I know about this? I'm on it. Like,
all right. So people thought you had some insider knowledge.
No, just everyone was going, can't you know, just an Oasis reunion and the whole lot. And I go, I'm feeding off what Liam was saying all week. During the week, I said, when is it kicking off on Wednesday? I said, like that. I said, do I need to take the day off? And he actually replied to me, goes, not you and all. And I go, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just literally, oh my God. And then this morning, then loads of people, you must be over the moon. I'm actually shaking. I don't know why I didn't take the day off work.
No.
I'm trying to concentrate and work and the phone is absolutely hopping like the last 2 days.
It's all just people wondering if you've heard the news, Karen.
Oh, Christ on me. And then, you know what? Like, Saturday now, trying to get tickets, this is going to be...
People are freaking out about Saturday, in fairness. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have the 3 computers open, 2 laptops, 2 phones. You know what I mean? I'm going to memorize, make sure that my password for Ticketmaster is up.
Sorry, can I just say, Karen, that is literally the best piece of advice in the world is, before Saturday morning... Yeah. Check your Ticketmaster account, everybody. Check your login. Check your password. Make sure it's working. Pre-register, whatever it all takes.
Yeah. You know, when I got picked to Beyond Network, you know, the documentary, right? So I had to film myself leaving the house and the whole lot right now, trying to get a ticket for Network, right? Didn't I log in and it was wrong, just to tell people, it was under the UK one. Oh. And when I went to put in my address, I got kicked out. Well, I literally fainted on the ground, puked my guts up, got back into it. You know what I mean? And I was like 50,000 ahead of me. And I go, and do you know what? All the lads on Twitter were like, you can't get a ticket. And I go, well, I don't know how it's going to start falling. You know, I was just terrible. And then, well, my God, I couldn't go back on Twitter for about half an hour. And they were like, Jesus Christ, I think the St. John's
ambulance
is outside
the building. Gary, I need an ambulance to listen to you. Oh my God, it's the best phone call ever.
You know when I got picked to go on like the network? Yeah, couldn't tell anyone. Now, that's quite bad.
That is quite bad.
I
couldn't tell nobody.
They're watching me social accounts. Like,
Karen, are you still in Bonehead's house having the first cup of tea that he offered you?
You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about now.
Karen, I couldn't be happier. You're doing the best job in the world. Thank you so much for telling us about 8,000 Bonehead Tea Oasis stories. You're an absolute legend. And listen, I hope out of everybody in the entire world, you get your tickets for Oasis and Croker.
Brilliant. Thanks.
All right, see you, Karen.
I'll let you know, Dave.
Do. Text me and let me know how you get on, or Instagram or whatever.
All right, see you then.
All right, Karen, bye. Oh my God, I would have just listened to Karen talk all day, but sometimes in radio you have to just move on to the next thing.
I think I met Karen Kelly at a Two Johnnies. Do you remember when we went to the Two Johnnies in the Tree Arena?
The Tree Arena, yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we met Karen Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I think like we had a text in from another listener to say that they were at a Liam Gallagher gig, maybe Limerick, can't remember exactly. And Karen somehow ended up on his shoulders and Liam shouted out to Karen from the stage. And
By name.
Yes. And he was like, that's clearly that Karen. So it would not surprise me. She sounds like an absolutely like mad joke in the best possible way.
I definitely think we did.
Well, I would talk to her, as I said, all day long if I could. But you have to move on to different things in radio. Like Music Master, which is my wonderful music quiz I love doing every single day. And I think we might have found the greatest singing contestant yet.
Music Master.
Okay, here we are in Music Master, the first one of the week. Can we get ourselves a winner on day one? I would love that. Thomas Clark in Tipperary, how are you?
Very good, and yourself?
I'm great, thanks. Good weekend?
Yeah, lovely.
Anything exciting happen, or did you go anywhere or do anything? No?
Matches and blitzes and that
well,
kind of stuff.
Are you?
And a night out as well. So it was pretty good.
Sure, listen. And are you just chauffeuring around for the matches and blitzes, or are you coaching as well?
A bit of both.
Good man yourself. There's nothing like it. So what else would you be doing with your weekends and your evenings other than coaching kids? It's non-stop, but it's great crack altogether. Right, Thomas, so is Music Master. Non-stop, great crack. And let's see what you do when you go into round one.
Round one.
So, 3 categories to choose from for you, Thomas. You can have Guma, Thus Far, or Need a Hard Hat. What would you like?
Well, we'll go with Guma.
Guma. Obviously Guma, the word for good in Irish. And these are songs with the word good in the lyrics, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, is you. 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. The Beach Boys sang about good what?
Good Vibrations.
Yes. Name the band that begins Feel Good Inc.
No, skip.
Gorillaz. Olivia Rodrigo sang good for who?
You?
Yes. Another turning point, another fork stuck in the road is the opening lyric to which song?
Green Day. Time of Your Life.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. No, I'll give it to you. Good riddance, Time of Your Life. Where do the Arctic Monkeys bet you look good?
A dance floor.
Yes. Name the good song covered by everyone from Michael Bublé to Muse. Yeah, yeah, go on. Quick, your time's running out.
Chorus, I know the song and I love you.
Your time is up. God. I nearly just want you to finish it up, and it was, and I'm feeling good. There you go. Feeling good. Okay, I can't give you that one, but thank you for that excellent mumbly rendition of Feeling Good by Muse. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 you got there. Let's jump into the bonus round and make that even bigger. Bonus round. Oh, that was great. Thank you very much, Thomas. I needed that this morning. We got 4 so far. We're going to add to that now with a bonus round called a random few seconds, okay?
Yeah.
So it is a random few seconds of songs. Now, they all have good in the lyrics in there somewhere. And what you've got to do is give me the artist and title of each one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's your first one. And I cry.
Is that Olivia Rodrigo?
No, it's Chapel Roan, that one is. And it's called Good Luck, Babe. There's your good in that one. Okay, what about this one? All the big fights, long nights that you've been through.
Is that the Blondie one?
I need a little bit more details on
that. Is he a Gilead?
No, it's not her. It is in there. It's Lizzo is who it is, and good as hell. Okay, try this one. Get a bonus point for this one. Unaware, but
underlined. Take that.
Don't forget your clue, your hint, your good category.
Good.
Sing it there for a second.
I'm singing it. I want you back for good.
Yeah, I want you back for good. We'll give you that one. Don't mind yourself. Thomas, that's really brilliant. I really enjoyed that. Now, it was a crap clap.
That's the peak, like. Yeah.
It's not really very big,
terrible,
though.
Like,
all right, hands.
Calm down.
We'll talk after the claps.
Thomas Clark. Oh, the poor fella didn't win Music Master, but definitely entertained us.
He won our hearts.
He did. And I thought that was it. I thought that's the best one we've had in a long time. And then, boom, Lorraine and Georgina just chatted together like two old friends.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi, Lorraine. Best of luck, Chloe.
No, they were hard, Georgina. I don't think I would have done as well on your round, I have to say.
I know, they were rotten.
I'm still here, by the way.
I know, and you put your little girl to school as well this morning, so, you know.
I know, you're trying to go there now.
Super mum, that's who you are, Georgina. In that situation, I just don't even want to interrupt. I don't want to get involved. I just want to sit back, cup of tea, like in a coffee shop, listen to two people beside
it
you.
It is lovely when that happens, isn't it?
I love when that happens.
So nice. Just chatting away. Innocent as anything.
They could have went on and on.
Oh yeah, could have just left them to it.
Again, radio just moving you along. That's what happens, unfortunately. They should do a podcast together. There's no rules, lads.
You can waffle as much as you like. Beans and all sorts.
I'll tell you what, we're talking about Coldplay. I had Will Champion, the drummer from Coldplay. He is so sound. Listen to this.
It's nice to see you again.
Oh, well, you too. And congratulations on what I've heard of, the new record. Because I haven't heard everything. So obviously we know that there's the brilliant Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. We've all heard a bit of that. I was lucky enough to hear We Pray. What a song.
Yeah, I think that's going to be... Well, it is. I know. I love it. It's great. We played it at Glastonbury, which is great. But I think, we're all quite excited about that. It's a really fun song to make and a fun song to play, hopefully live.
Yeah, rightly so. And listen, the collaboration kind of element of that song, I just wonder, for a band that's been together for as long as you guys have, when you go to collaborate with someone and someone comes into the studio or sits in on a session or whatever it is, like, is it odd for you guys or is it natural or how does that feel?
I think in our very earliest days, we came up with the mindset that was like, everything has to be done by us. No kind of, you know, no collaborations, none of this, none of that. We were quite, in the way that I suppose lots of new bands are, you're very sort of have very strong ideas, and the idea of breaking out of that box seems unthinkable.
Yeah.
And then I think that's probably the way that we thought about things for a good, maybe sort of three albums at least, maybe four. But then I feel like we just became, I think maybe that came from insecurity, and we just became a lot more comfortable with the music that we wanted to make, and also with the idea of trying to do new things. And I think if you start from the same position every time, you're always going to end up in somewhere similar. But if you deliberately go out and sort of take some different, make some different decisions and make some different choices to actively encourage, something that will change the direction of the music that you're making. We think we really enjoyed that process, and we like to be surprised. And sometimes collaborations have worked out brilliantly. Sometimes they don't quite work right, or they don't quite feel quite right. And often, actually, we like the idea of collaborating because there are some things that there are some sentiments that we want to talk about in our songs, but sometimes feel like perhaps our voices are not the right voices.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I mean,
yeah, totally.
I think that is that's why these things are really powerful, because we want to make sure that the message gets across in a way that is carefully considered, and doesn't seem like we're talking about something that we perhaps don't haven't had lived experience of. That kind of thing. So I think trying to widen the scope of the things that we feel comfortable talking about and the things that we want to share with people. So, and it's just fun, really. The most important thing is it's fun. It's fun to work with other people because they give fresh ideas. They bring new energy to four old white men.
And is there a dream collaboration? Just let's just speak with you. I mean, it doesn't have to be the kind of band party line, but from your point of view, is there somebody you look out there and go, oh my God, I'd love to get into a studio with them?
Well, I think sadly, quite a few of those people have passed on or are sadly no longer with us. Earlier this year, obviously, the passing of Shane McGowan was a big loss for the world of music. And for me personally, the first three records, the Pogues records, I think are probably records that I've played more than any other record I can imagine. So that would have been great.
Yeah. Wasn't traditional Irish music and folk music quite an important influence for you growing up?
Definitely. We spent a lot of time in Ireland. My parents taught in Galway for a while when I was just born, before I was born. And then we would go back to Ireland every summer, pretty much. So, but yes, a lot of time spent in pubs listening to music, a lot of time spent driving around the Ring of Kerry and and in Galway and the West Coast listening to Irish music. So it was definitely my mum's thing. And so, that was a big part of my musical heritage. Christy Moore being probably the pinnacle.
Absolutely. Well, so, if you haven't been to the Willie Clancy Festival in Clare, I highly recommend you make a trip at some point and get across. It's on every year, and it will blow your mind.
Sounds amazing.
The Fla is an option. There's so many things you could do.
My mum used to go to the Fla. Actually, I never got to go with her, but I was definitely. I'll get there one day.
We'd love to have you. We saw Michael J. Fox with you guys at Glastonbury. What an amazing performance that was. We're kind of selfish about ourselves here in Ireland with the shows coming up. Are there any big surprises planned for us over the next coming nights?
Well, they wouldn't be surprises if I told you all about them. But I mean, we are. Weirdly, from the last tour that we did, from the Head Full of Dreams tour, I vividly remember the shows at the Aviva. Like, they were so. The thing that struck me actually mostly was how young the audience was, and that was really a moment where we're like, crikey, we're in our 40s, but something's happening, and particularly in Ireland and in Dublin, the shows just seem so youthful, and it just brought such a energy to those shows. So I'm really looking forward to that, revisiting that. And but we always love coming to Ireland, and there's no shortage of inspirational material and music's comes from, it's in the trees, it's in the ground, it's in the water, it's everywhere. So I can't promise anything, I'll say no more.
Okay, fair enough, Will, totally fair enough.
I'm looking forward to it, put it that way.
And what about on downtime when you're in Ireland? I mean, it's obviously somewhere you're familiar with Ireland in general, Dublin, of course. So you're here for four nights. I mean, what does Will do to, when he's got a couple of hours to himself? Are you staying in the hotel room watching something? Are you getting out and about doing things? What do you do?
That's a good question. I think it depends. I think the first day we've got quite a lot of moving parts. The first day of a run of four shows, we always have to make sure that we spend a fair bit of time sound checking and,
of course,
a few little bits and pieces that need working on. But also my dad's coming over with a bunch of his old friends, from where we live, which will be lovely. So I imagine I'll be shepherding them around, and you know, trying to hopefully get a good pint of Guinness in at some point.
That'll be guaranteed, my friend.
Exactly. So it's just, I don't know. I think the mornings tend to be quite quiet, and you know, just trying to recover.
Yeah,
and stretch and do all the things that old people need to do to get them.
You're really not that old, Will. I've got to be honest with you.
Oh man, it feels like it at the moment. But it's. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully there'll be a few evenings where we can have a bit of rest and relaxation. Hopefully one of the after shows, I think we might try and organise a little session somewhere. You know, with some music.
That would be cool.
That's my dream.
And Lars, the drummer in Metallica, who I'm sure you're aware of, Mr. Ulrich, is, I recently only found out, one of my favourite bands forever, but I've recently found out that he is solely responsible for every set list that Metallica have ever produced at a gig. And I'm wondering, in Coldplay, if you said, you know what, lads, you all relax there, it's Will's gig now, I'm going to start writing down what songs we're playing and in what order, would that go down well?
I don't think it would, and also I'm not sure, certainly not with the audience. I think it would be it wouldn't go down well with the band, but definitely not with the audience. That we'd be playing like acoustic covers.
Sounds great. You know,
maybe it doesn't translate into an 80,000.
Yeah, maybe not.
But no, I think.
But is it collaborative with you guys?
At the moment we have a really. We've got a new record coming, obviously, so there's some new songs starting to come into the set.
Yes.
But there's a very established shape of the show, which we know and love. And so there are certain blocks that are always there, and then there are moments that we can change things around a bit. But it is gradually changing now because of the new songs from Moon Music. So it'll be fun. If we're doing four shows, we'll try and make them all a little bit different. So it's not exactly the same every show. But then... there is, as I said, there's a certain pattern to the set which we need to sort of adhere to for it to be successful.
Okay, that makes complete sense. And final question before I let you go, Will. What are you currently obsessed with? Apart from Southampton being back in the Premier League, of course.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. I don't hold out many hopes that we'll survive. But I tell you what, actually, well, the two things. The TV show The Bear...
Oh yeah,
which it's just combines my favorite things. Like, well, it's all about food, which is an important part of my life.
You and me too.
So that show is wonderful. Musically, though, I can't wait to hear the new Fontaines album. I mean, I think that's the singles from the new record. It just sounds so fantastic, and I'm a big fan of Green's. Solo record as well, Chaos for the Fly. I thought that was magnificent. That's one of the few records that I play in its entirety, sort of back to back. So
brilliant.
I've been listening to a lot of that recently, and watching and eating a lot of food. But that's
watching The Bear, eating food, and listening to Fontaines DC. It sounds like a pretty amazing routine to me. Will, it's
wonderful.
So good to catch up. I cannot wait for these shows in Croker. They're going to be absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for coming back. Can't wait to hear the new record as well. What I've heard so far is so great. So thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me.
All right, take care, Dave. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Ooh. Will Champion from Coldplay, an absolute champion, sound man. Right, that is the Dave Moore podcast. Emer, thank you.
You're welcome.
Carl, thank you.
No bother, boy.
Give us one more clap there with your big hands. Big G hands in them.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.